Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Paul encouraged the Colossian Christians to keep on seeking the things above and to keep on thinking about heaven and not about things on the earth. He explains his reason. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. How can people who have died to sin live any longer therein? Romans 6:2. The Colossians died to sin when they were buried with Christ in baptism. Colossians 2:12. As new creatures, they were not to live as the unconverted live. They were to be aware that when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:4. Can you think of any greater reason to obey the gospel and to dedicate our lives to his service? The expression, Christ, who is our life, stresses a truth which all Christians should know and believe. Christ is our life in the sense that our very existence depends on his gracious will. Earlier in the Colossian letter, Paul stated, For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist or stick together. Colossians 1:16 and 17. Jesus Christ is our Creator. He gave us life. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:3 and 4. But not only did Jesus give us physical life, he always gives us spiritual life. By his life, his death on the cross, and his resurrection, Jesus Christ made it possible for us to enjoy eternal life. No more powerful and beautiful statement of that truth can be found than this. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. Tragically, the Jews of the first century rejected the evidence which God had provided regarding his Son. Jesus accused the Jews of searching the Scriptures because they thought that in them they could have eternal life. Actually, the Scriptures pointed to the Messiahship of Jesus. Jesus told the Jews, You will not come to me that you might have life. John 5:39 and 40. According to the Apostle John, the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Son to have life in himself. John 5:26. The Apostle John adds, And this is the record, that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. 1 John 5:11 and 12. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Paul does not give any time frame for the Lord's return, but he believed, and so did all New Testament writers, that Jesus would return. The word translated appear literally means to be made manifest or to shine. John used the same word in writing of our Lord's second coming. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. If Jesus is not coming back to claim his own, what is the hope of Christians? How are we better off than unbelievers? Jesus is coming, although we do not know when. The great hope is that all his faithful children will appear with him in glory. If you and I spent 1,000 years in trying to imagine what that will be like, we should not be able to do so. But we know it will all be worthwhile. Peter assures us, The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Thank you, my friends, and may God bless you.